following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
By the way, the fat thing is in the chat room right now. Can you imagine him trying to add anything to the show? I mean, I cannot for the life of me imagine that his fat fingers are going to get around any important buttons and work them right.
I hope so, because he's on for like 15 hours, I think.
God, don't we all know that? And that's going to be fun. Him hawking up a loogie and going, for 5 hours. That's really going to be great podcasting.
And I would, and then they were all talking like this.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone, and it's Monday, the June.
He is the fat one.
Oh, did I not say that? Oh, Lord.
He is the fat one.
Oh, Lord, I'm fat, and I forgot.
And but, it's already ruined.
I know, but I got an iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Finger. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's better than he'll ever do.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because he's on for like 15 hours, I think.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 373 of the BFO for Thursday, the 9th of July, 2009. Now, y'all, today is part one of three of Big Fatty's final hour on Pride 48. Now, many of the other podcasters have already played theirs, but you've got three shows coming up of Big Fatty's. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Woohoo! Big Fatty. Big Fatty. I'm a little loud. I'm always a little loud, Brian and Danbury. So, too bad. You'll just have to turn it down on your end, because I don't know how to fucking fix that. So, hell, it's better than silence, right? Yeah. What kind of... Oh, no. Oh, now the stream is down. Oh, dear Gussie, the stream is down. Oh, dear Gussie. I didn't do it, though.
I did not do it. I did not do it. Big Fatty did not do it. I promise you. I promise you, I did not do it. You have to go and refresh your stream.
Now, y'all, that sounds really dirty. It's really, really dirty. Oh, Lord. Okay. They're saying the stream is fine. That Kim Beaver is giving me a hard time, y'all. What is up with that? So, anyway, thank you, Diane. I can officially trust you anyway. By the way, y'all, if you haven't been over to the Kim Beaver Lodge lately, you need to go over there and see the new additions over there. Atha from the Amarins podcast, who was on in the middle of the fucking night here in the Eastern time zone. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, oh, Jesus. For those of you who don't know, the Eastern time zone is all that matters. The rest of it is Mexico. But anyway, Atha is over there as Captain Kiwi. And y'all, Miss Wes is over there in her Wonder Woman costume. And y'all, you will remember that Miss Wes says she lost 5 pounds on her barbecue eating tour of the South. And I think that is reflected in that Wonder Woman costume picture over there. So you might want to go over there and take a look. So anyway, y'all, we are on Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty had the first hour, which, of course, we all know by now, was 20 minutes of silence. And, you know, that's how Big Fatty do. You know, I do it in 20-minute increments, and I'm so glad that John Ong gave up 20 minutes of his shift this afternoon for me to be able to do a show this afternoon. And I really appreciate that, John. And, y'all, John Ong, you know, Tim Cornwall is the patron saint of the BFO, but John Ong is the patron saint of Pride 48. And he helped Big Fatty figure out... Actually, he didn't help Big Fatty. He figured... he figured it out... he figured out what was wrong with Big Fatty's nice cast, and we got it working. And y'all, I had 100% confidence at 5:59 Eastern this afternoon that it was going to work perfectly. And y'all, it did. It really did. And for those of you who are really pissed off at John Ong for fixing my nice cast so that I could be on for this final official hour of the Pride 48, you can send those complaints to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91364. In fact, y'all, I know I didn't do like Big Fatty always do, and I didn't give you time to go get a pencil, so I'm going to give you just a second now to go get your pencil, and I'll give you that address again. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, Gussie. And by the way, y'all, it was the iTunes that was fucking up everything the other day. So that's why Big Fatty couldn't do it. So anyway, once again, that address, if you have complaints about John Ong fixing Big Fatty's nice cast so he could be on the stream, is P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91364. And if you'd like, just throw some popcorn in that envelope as well. It can be pre-popped. It can be just the seeds, the kernels, if you will. And so, y'all, if you want to talk to Big Fatty on the Skypes, Big Fatty is available. I do know that Tristan from the ancient. From the Jaded City. Y'all, they've added a new third co-host. It's a Mexican. And he is going to talk to Big Fatty here in just a second. And Tristan, if you don't have your headset on, get ready, because Big Fatty is getting ready to call you. And y'all, I want to remind everyone that Big Fatty has the, what is it called? The smallest flow, not the flow, it's the smallest pipe. Yeah, it's the pipe. Although the gentleman caller who was here for 2.5 hours earlier this afternoon wasn't so worried about the size of Big Fatty's pipe. But I've been told by Daniel Beaver, who is the inventor of Pride 48. He brought it. He's the baby doctor of it. He actually removed it from the womb of Adam, from the Adam and Maddie show. And, y'all, by the way, excuse me. I was drinking red wine, La Coque Rouge, with Miss West last night, and I'm finishing that up tonight. So please, if you don't have a cocktail yet, there is a 2-cocktail minimum during the show, and please get going on that. I'm finishing off the La Coque Rouge, and who doesn't love a red cock? I know Tristan does. In fact, let's speak to Tristan right now. Tristan, here we go. We're going to call him now. Y'all, this is going to sound so much like Archer, because you know it's going to go, me, 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 me. New York City, hello. He's not answering. This is going to sound so much like Archer.
Oh, Lord, Nate, turn down the stream.
Hey, Tristan.
Hello.
Hi.
What happened?
What up?
What happens?
What do you mean, what happens?
You said something about the stream. I had to turn the stream off.
Well, I heard myself talking.
Yes, I was getting, it was feedback. I turned the streaming off now.
Oh, this is meta. You know, that's a technical word for technical. So, anyway, Tristan, I hear Big Fatty fell asleep during your show on Saturday night. Oh, I didn't fall asleep during it. I feel like
is my mic better, people?
Tristan fell asleep. I fell asleep prior to your show, not during your show.
We had three listeners, so it wasn't really a big deal. You didn't miss anything.
But now, Tristan, you sent me a little instant message saying that that you're not going to put it up on the inner tubes. Why is that?
It was just completely ruined. So basically, what we're going to do is re-record the show on Wednesday and then release it. We're not going to release the actual show that we did on Saturday night because it was just completely ruined. They're saying that my voice is very loud in the chat rooms.
I wonder if I can do something with that. I'll try to. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I can turn you down a little bit, y'all. When Big Fatty plays with the buttons, that's not going to be a good thing. All right, try it now, there, Tristan.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Well, y'all may just have to listen to Tristan be fucking loud. Is all I can say. Oh, gosh. Y'all, there are bugs in my house. So, Tristan, it's too hot for you to be outside. Is that correct for the Gay Pride Parade?
Yeah, it's like 70 degrees outside.
Ah,
it's too.
You poor thing. 70.
Yes, I have my air conditioner on though, so it's nice in here.
Oh my God! Oh, by the way, Brian in Danbury says that I can turn his knob. So, tell me, how did the Arab or Mexican or whatever his name is Shitfuck? Is that his name?
His name is Shitfuck.
Shitfuck. What is what? How did he do on his first train wreck?
He basically froze up during the whole show. He was very nervous, but he did all right. It wasn't completely ruined. Except for the.
You're still not gonna post it, huh?
No, I'm not going to post it. I tried for 4 hours this morning to edit it and try and make some semblance of a releasable show. It just wasn't happening.
Oh, Lord, they're saying I turned me down. So I don't know how I did that, y'all. Radio just turn it back where it was. Okay. So, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, okay? But, you know, that comes as no surprise to anyone. So
I just turned my mic volume down a little bit, so maybe that'll help.
Okay. By the way, what do you think of this whole weekend of stuff?
What weekend? The Pride 48 or
yes.
The Gay Pride? It's been fun. I've been listening. I got a little too drunk on a couple shows and called in, and I don't have any memory of it. And there was supposedly some incident with naked pictures that I don't know.
I believe I received those naked pictures,
they're off the interwebs now, so you can't link to them.
Wah, wah. Tristan, y'all, was in a sling.
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else posting under my screen name.
Oh, Eddie and Park Slope?
Yes, it was Eddie and Park Slope, and they were actually pictures of somebody else. They weren't me.
And you know what? You're a lion sack of shit. That's all I got to say. So, anyway, but it's 70 degrees outside, and it's too hot for you. That's what you're saying,
it's
right?
Too hot. Yeah, well, it's actually like 80 degrees and humidity is like 80%. When Maddie and Brad came up, they brought the hot weather from Texas with them.
Oh, that's right. Adam and Maddie?
No.
I was going to say Adam and Maddie.
Did I say Adam and Maddie?
I think
Maddie
so.
No, I said Maddie and Brad.
Okay.
See, both Maddies live in Texas, so it's kind of confusing.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. So when can we expect to hear the first show of Jaded City Season 3?
Well, we're recording it Wednesday night, so it should be out Thursday or Friday. And it's going to be a video cast, not an audio cast. Season 3 is all video.
Oh.
So, let you all know.
By the way, since you mentioned video, Big Fatty is podcasting with pants off today. Are you podcasting with pants off also?
I'm in my underwear and on my fifth cocktail.
Oh.
When I get to my sixth cocktail, I'll take the clothes off. But my camera's so you can't see.
Well, why isn't the camera on?
Because, you know, I'm not drunk enough, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, Tristan, you've never been shy. Anyway. So, all right, dear. Anything else you want to plug?
No. Well, there are a few things I want to plug, but I think that's kind of X-rated for the show, so.
Well, this is the BFO.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
And congratulations on the flawless launch.
I think, right. 47 hours later.
7 hours later, yes.
Okay. All right, dear. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And don't fucking leave the chat room just when I hang up on you.
I won't. Okay. I will be listening.
Oh, by the way, DQ Rick says that you can plug him.
As long as he brings some DQ over, because I love them. What are they called?
The Blizzards.
The Blizzards, yes. They're fabulous.
What is your favorite Blizzard?
The Oreo one.
Ooh, I like the Butterfinger one, because, you know, I'm fat. So, anyway. All right, Tristan, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Toodles. Now, y'all, I don't know how much those of you know about this, but there was an incident. There's been an incident. With an award-winning podcast, they have forgotten to shut off the stream, so to speak. And y'all, once again, this is not a urinary infection discussion here. It is just a problem. And poor Daniel Beaver and Adam of Adam and Maddie, which is not the Maddie that is in New York for the Pride, who is out in that horrible 70-degree weather. That Tristan can't go out into because it's just, y'all, he gets the vapors. And by the vapors, I do not mean the poppers. But anyway, they forgot to shut off the stream, and it would steal. Y'all, it's just like the damn, you know what I'm going to say. It is just like the damn sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
It's just like her stealing shit. Oh, gosh. Y'all, it's the... it's the bugs. But, y'all... Anyway, it was stealing the stream. It was stealing the stream. And, y'all, I have this theory that it's not the people in the Seattle anyway. I think it is coming through Seattle, but it's coming from a mobile mansion that is down there in the Ventura. And y'all, I'm just gonna tell you, shut up. Who said to close my legs? Lurie Dean? How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, I think it's coming from that mobile mansion down there in the Ventura. She's stealing, and y'all, I have a feeling she's gonna try to steal the BFO show this afternoon or this evening. Well, it's evening because it's after 6 o'clock here in the Eastern Time Zone. And as I have mentioned before, the Eastern Time Zone is the only one that matters. But everything else is just Mexico. But anyway, I have a feeling she's going to try to steal the BFO. So if things run amok, if they run... Oh, dear Gussie. Well, anyway, if things run amok... Just know I will do my very best to try to get the stream back. But y'all, I want to thank once again John Ong for giving me 20 minutes of his stream. And anyway, don't forget, I have already posted the Monday BFO. It'll download at 1:30 a.m. Eastern. And so y'all listen to Big Fatty tomorrow morning. And y'all, it was just great being a part of Pride 48, and I hope that y'all will all make a donation to that Daniel Beaver over there at the donate button, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
He's on for like 15 hours, I think.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the double.
What do you mean I've got to do an hour?
Or drop me an e-letter at
BigFattyOnline.com. I only know how to do 20-minute shows.
Or call the voiceletter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Oh, shit.
Me!
Lord, the stream is going out.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.